All right, I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew W.K.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from Slack Stupid.
This is Ali.
This is Nick from Chuk Chuk Chuk.
What's up, guys? This is the Chain Smoker. Is the name of school from Ghost?
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions. Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
Hey, this is Kyle.
And this is Morgan.
We're from the band Colors, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael with Sound Sessions. I'm here with Kevin.
Hey, Michael. As always, you can find us on Twitter at SoundSeshPod, on Instagram, SoundSessionsWGN. You can email us, SoundSessionsPod@gmail.com.
And we are more than stoked to be welcoming the Florida-based band Colors to our studio today. What's up, guys? How's it going?
Welcome.
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So you guys are coming from Florida to Chicago now?
Correct. Yeah, we left... you know, about what, two nights ago,
drove up
here, just Morgan and I, straight shot. So it was a long one, but the weather was nice and there wasn't much traffic. So it's good. Happy to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you guys here. We're speaking with Kyle Tamo and Morgan Alley from the great group Colors. So what kind of journey did you guys need to go through to start this band? And what was the vision you originally had?
So Morgan and I knew each other. We made music with each other prior to Colors. And we always just got along really well. I think it was because we shared... a respect for music. We shared a respect for art. It wasn't just a hobby. It wasn't just something that, you know, we found was enjoyable at the time. We saw longevity and we saw an artistry in it. And even though our past projects sort of divided us, and I lived in Connecticut and he lived in Florida, mm-hmm. we kept in touch and always sort of had this this idea of creating something that we were really keeping in our pocket and wanting to do the right way. So I came down to Florida to really venture in at that and give that a go. And we formed Colors. And at the time, it was formed with two of our other friends who mm-hmm. helped us sort of give it its legs. But from there, we branched off, just him and I, to really pursue something that, you know, we had a shared vision in.
Sure. So I got to know, you don't often see a two-piece get out there and do it. Why the two-piece? What's the goal here? Or how did that come to be?
Like Kyle said, we had two of our friends to help
sure.
help us in the beginning of Colors, but Kyle and I have always kind of casted the vision on what we wanted it to look and feel and sound like, mm-hmm. and I think creating with less heads in a creative spot, it definitely helped narrow the vision and keep the vision on the narrow path that we wanted to take it. So it works really well with just the two of us collaborating.
Sure. Do you feel that, like, sonically you are able to achieve a similar or same sound to as what you were able to do with a bigger band behind you before?
I think we actually have an advantage over more members. Yeah, it's sort of the less cooks in the kitchen
sure.
thing. We don't compromise anymore. You know, when you have other artists and other creative minds, you compromise your own vision for the unity of everyone else's.
Absolutely.
But when you have less, you can really, really dial in something you see, and you can really meet in the middle rather than in the middle of five people. You meet in the middle of two, and it leaves opportunity for something you're much more passionate about because you have more invested, you have more creative input, and it's you know, it's just really nice to be able to see ideas come to fruition because they don't butt heads with someone
okay.
else.
You yeah. know? Absolutely, and I gotta know too. What's the dynamic like as a two piece here? I know it's almost gotta be brotherly. I feel like
our relationship is very very unique in the element of it's almost like one person.
Okay,
it's very strange at times and almost eerie. And you know, no matter how long we've known each other, it still sometimes takes us back a little bit. The fact that we share you know, when we bring things to the table, even if they're obscure, because, you know, when you're creative, you can't be creative without taking a risk. And, you know, if I want to bring something to him that's a little bit risky, and I'm like, I don't know if he'll really be on that. He'll literally bring something that he was having the same exact vision about and really moving forward. So it's a synergy unlike anything I've ever experienced, you know, which is really great.
That's so awesome, because it's so hard to find somebody that you can really bounce those ideas off and then have them welcome it, especially in the world of music. Now, how'd you guys meet? Like, what was the first meeting like?
Kyle and I met, we both played in a rock band together previously, that it was like a hardcore band that he joined the band first. They were from Sarasota, my hometown. Mm-hmm. He joined the band, and about a year later, I joined, and that's pretty much where we met, and it was kind of instantaneous. Synergy. It was kind of bizarre. Like you we kind of knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we love at first sight.
Kind of. Yes. Yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, now you guys are playing JBTV on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You're going to put out the album on February 26th on Victory Records. Now, what's the craziest thing you guys have been put through as a duo so far? Because you're going to be playing live at the House of Blues. You're going to be in front of a huge crowd in JBTV. But what's that first thing where you're like, holy, this is kind of weird?
Yeah. I think in the past we had a lot of resources and a lot of people to at our discretion to help us out as far as, let's say, a live show. We had hired musicians in the past for a live show, and because it was just the two of us. And, you know, the challenge this time was, you know, if we're doing something that we consider creative and ourselves musically, then we need to do something that's ourselves performance-wise. And we decided to not go with those hired musicians anymore and just have it be us on stage. If we're going to be bold on an album, we want to be bold on a stage. And so the challenge was how to make that work, how to make a drummer and a vocalist work on stage when, you know, the classic dynamic of a performance is, you know, this big band and this big rock show. So we wanted to really take that and really work it and really make it into our own, really create an atmosphere for a live performance with just two people on stage.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. So what's the scene like in Florida? Because we're so used to Chicago scene, which is like kind of indie rock based, a lot of hip hop.
There's everything, yeah.
Everything's here in Chicago. So what's the sound like coming out of Florida right now?
To be honest, I think that we are an incredibly unique sound to Florida. I think that when people hear it, they're very surprised to see this type of mood and energy coming from, you know, a sunny place like Florida.
Definitely.
So we're kind of on our own a little bit. I think we've been, we haven't been locally marketed much there. I mean, a lot of it's been outside of Florida, to be honest. So Florida's kind of a bit of a home base right now where we can kind of go back and be normal, you know, and yeah, just, you know, so it's nice.
So there wasn't a lot of Jimmy Buffett influence coming from the latest album.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
So I heard you guys both a couple times now drop the word synergy, and almost sounding like you guys are on the same level all the time. Can you talk about the connection that you can feel with another musician? I'm a musician myself, so I can speak to this. I know it's there sometimes, you know what I mean? And you can play with one musician, like what you guys had referenced, and yeah, you can play well together, but it's not like sometimes you play with another musician and it's just like you guys have been playing together your entire life. Is that kind of what you're experiencing here?
Yeah, yeah. I think where we met really on such a commonplace ground is that we didn't really... We didn't have the same music in common. We didn't listen to the same things necessarily. And we didn't necessarily want to make the same... we had the same idea for music, where we shared such a close connection was the respect for the artistry of it and how it goes beyond just what you're hearing out of speakers. You know, it goes to what you're seeing or what you're feeling, what emotions are being invoked, what it does to your lifestyle, you know, what it does to how you want to be as a person, as opposed to just what you want to listen to in the car driving. And that's where we shared such a mutual vision. And that's what grew Colors, was this mutual respect for the power of art and the power of music, and the influence it has. And you know, to not respect that influence and not respect that art, I think is, you know, a disservice to music and disservice to being a passionate musician. So I think that's where we really connected.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Can you guys get into the writing and recording process a little bit? Is it like a collaborative effort? I mean, what goes into it? Just being a two-piece, it's got to be kind of interesting.
It's pretty unique, Morgan, if you want to field that one.
Yeah, it is a very, very unorthodox way of writing. Kyle and I live together, and we are a wall apart most of the time. But conceptually, instrumentally, this record starts with me, and vocally and lyrically starts with Kyle. And so the for instance, an instrumental concept will come to me, and I'll start working on it, and I'll pass it to him, basically for like a review almost, so he can look over it and say, like, he can come back with feedback and suggestions and criticism and vice versa. And then he'll take a vocal and lyrical part and send it back to me. And it's funny because we almost never see each other during the writing process. We do it very, I'm on my own during my portion and he's on his own. But it works so well.
That wall between us might as well be an ocean. I mean, it creates there's such a division, and it's so deliberate, because when you receive something, he'll finish something and send it to me, and text me. Even though I'm a room away, he'll text me like, hey, check out this idea. Mm-hmm. So I'll listen to it, and being able to listen to it away from him allows me to really absorb it without him being like, what do you think of this part right here? And then, you know, when that part hits, he can't influence my opinion on the song. Like, I get to hear it, I get to really sit with it, and I get to give him criticism back without any influence from him. So it really helps. And vice versa, you know, when I write a vocal part, I'll record almost the entire vocal part before he gets to hear it. You know, I don't want him to hear this little idea, this half idea. You know, I want him to hear what I'm picturing for this music. And we go back and forth, and this process, it goes back and forth and back and forth until layers on layers are built into, you know, something that we think is deemed worthy of, you know, presenting to somebody.
That's great. Now it goes back to the classic question. I mean, what comes first, the lyrics or the sound? Are you guys making the lyrics beforehand, or it sounds like you're creating that beat first?
Yeah, I think lyrics are really, I think, a touchy subject when it comes to music. I feel like there has to be enough ambiguity to it for someone to relate to it. Mm-hmm. But there has to be enough of the person in there to really latch on. It can't be too vague, you know, or else you can't gravitate toward it. But I don't often write a whole slew of lyrics ahead of time. I usually write a key phrase or a top line that really resonates in me, and it usually invokes a mood. And Morgan will sometimes send me, you know, a simple chord structure that pulls out that mood, and I'll siphon through these words that I've written down, and I'll be like, yeah, this line represents those chords, like, perfectly. And then from there, we'll build around each other. We'll build around what we're each contributing.
Yeah. So there was never any time when maybe you sent him something and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I thought that was a love song. And you're like, oh, I wrote it about a ham sandwich or something like that.
No, we often see, like we talked about, we often see things on a very oddly similar level.
Yeah.
We can tap into each other's minds in that way. very well. So I think we have that to our advantage.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I'm reading through a little bio that we have pulled up on you here, and I'm seeing Crosses mentioned a couple times. I see you worked with Sean Lopez, who worked with Crosses and Deftones. Is Deftones, is that an influence for you guys? If not, who are, who, you know?
Yeah, it's funny. up until we went with Sean Lopez, Morgan had never really heard of Deftones, and I grew up loving them.
Oh, yeah,
them.
Absolutely.
You know, Chino was like such a huge influence of mine. I remember hearing them when I was younger and being like, I don't know who this is, but this is so invoking. It's so thought-provoking.
And it holds up today, too.
Yeah, and it does.
And they're still playing music.
It's timeless, yeah. For that genre of music, it is completely timeless. And it's funny because through that, Morgan heard Crosses, and that's how he heard of Chino. And he attached to it for similar reasons, you know, and, you know, there's parallels between the two, even though they're very different sounds.
Sure.
So it's funny, again, it brings me back to that point of like, we didn't necessarily listen to the same music, but our passion for that music brought us together. So, but that's, Deftones and Crosses, you know, that sort of mood invoking music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was something that drew us to Sean Lopez, who completely understood that the power of mood in music, the power of, you know, tone and what tone can do. You know, you can take a chord progression that is used in every single song, you know, every pop song out there right now, and if you change the tone of the instrumentation, it can change anything you've originally felt about that chord progression, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are you guys listening to right now these days?
Ooh. I'm trying to think here.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, I've been listening to the record so many times.
Yeah. We're listening to Colors a lot, you know. Yeah. It's a great band. Yeah.
It's so funny. We get asked that question all the time, and mm-hmm. I so badly want to have this like arsenal of bands, mm-hmm. whether they're obscure or current, and just throw them at every time we ask that question. But if I'm completely honest,
you should be. Yeah.
I'm just not listening to music right now. I'm not. And I don't know if that's, you know, a strategic choice of mine, or if mm-hmm. I'm just abstaining from it to like cleanse my sort of creative palate, mm-hmm. Type thing.
Yeah.
But you know, we spent the whole ride up listening to you know, This American Life podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Short
cool.
Stories.
There we go.
Like, I don't think we really listened to any music on the whole ride up.
I think there's something to be said too when you've been working on this record for how long now? You know, you're putting everything into this musical project. Sometimes it's nice to step away from music in that sense a little bit. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Sure.
So yeah. Any guilty pleasures you guys might have when you are listening to music?
To be honest, when I do listen to music, it's often I've always been a really huge hip hop fan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
ASAP Rocky and
oh, yeah.
You know, ASAP. Bands like that, or artists like that. And I think I relate to them so much because of the rhythmic structure built within hip hop. But I think it's such a detached genre of music from what we're doing mm-hmm. sometimes that it's so refreshing that instead mm-hmm. of picking a piece of music apart, you can sit there and just listen to it and enjoy the vibes that the yeah. music puts out. So hip hop is like a big thing for me.
Yeah, it's good to feel disconnected sometimes, like from what you're doing. Like I listen to podcasts all day, but at the same time, like I used to be really into kind of ethereal, kind of like indie rock music, mm-hmm. but now I just can't stop listening to metal. I just kind of get sick, and you just get in these moods
sure.
where you want to just change your genre after a while, you know?
Yeah. So you guys are playing House of Blues tomorrow night.
Correct.
First time ever playing in Chicago.
First time.
How exciting is that for you guys?
Yeah, it's great. We actually just went there just to sort of scope it out and sort of get a feel and start visualizing, you know, ourselves in that setting. So it's really, really awesome to, you know, we've both been here many times in the past, and in our prior band, we played through here, but we've never played this House of Blues. And so it's really, really great. And to come here as Colors, something we respect and something we, mm-hmm. we view in such a great light, and to see our first show in Chicago be respected in that light of House of Blues, mm-hmm. It couldn't be more appropriate for what we're seeing for the band. So we're so excited. We're so thankful. You know, whether that place is packed shoulder to shoulder or there's one person there, we're so happy to you know, ring in, you know, Colors' first performance in Chicago there.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what can an audience expect from a Colors performance?
I think it's funny. I think part of what we're delivering is a little bit of mystery. So I don't want to give anything away too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the experience from, you know, walking into a venue to when you leave is just that, an experience. It needs to be, you know, an atmosphere that is created for when you go in, and something that you can really attach to. I think so many bands just get up there and they thrash around and they play really loud, and
mm-hmm.
they just sort of they do the mechanics that every band they've loved have done, and it becomes kind of transparent, and it sort of falls under the radar of a lot of people. You know, if someone's having a conversation in the middle of your set, you're probably doing something wrong. So we're trying to bring something worth looking at, something worth listening to.
Do you guys consider yourself almost a conceptual band in that fashion?
That's a good question. I think not necessarily, because I don't know if we really are trying to push an agenda or have anything that we're trying to force you to experience.
Yeah.
You know, we're just trying to create something where you can interpret it how you'd like. You can experience it how you'd like. You know, so I guess in a way that, you know, there's a conceptual art to that.
Mm-hmm.
In the aspect that we've thought out almost everything. You know, we're trying to pay attention to every detail that we could possibly pay attention to. So yeah, there's a intent to everything. Sure. Yeah.
And for people who haven't listened to this band Colors, I really enjoyed, just going on the art train that I was just mentioning, I really enjoyed the music video for Monsters. Monster. And like, it was a lot of driving through beautiful scenery and everything like
yeah.
that. And when you listen to your music, you can get that kind of feel. Like, mm-hmm. you feel like you're welcomed, and you can see that kind of sunny Florida side, but it's a little bit more dark
sure.
than what you want to listen to. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's beautiful. It's what you guys do. I really enjoyed the album. I have to ask you a question that probably you get a million times a day.
Okay.
Where did the name come from, Colors?
Yeah, I don't know if there's any major story behind the name.
Mm-hmm.
I think, again, it goes back to lyrics, and it goes back to how we want the stage performance to be,
mm-hmm.
and how we want the album, what we want the album to invoke. And it's a sort of ambiguity that is still recognizable and still itself and still us. You know, I think Colors is a very vague name. You know, it can be it can transcend a lot of meanings.
Yeah.
You know, and but it's also very, it's so vague that it's almost audacious in the fact that you're picking such a simple word to represent your art, something that is so specific. So I think that's was the intention behind it. We didn't want something super complicated and super hard to remember,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, if you do remember it, it's hard to even say off the tongue. We wanted something that was bold, that was, you see it written down, and it's, you know, it's something memorable. It's something that you can attach to.
I really like that.
Yeah. When you guys come to the city, because I know you're coming up and you're visiting the label quite a bit and all
yeah.
that, is there something like in your minds, okay, come to Chicago, we got to go do this, we got to go see this, anything like that?
I think every time we've come here, our plan has been to go to Hot Dogs.
Yeah.
We have yet to make it.
It's closed now.
It's closed down.
Oh,
what?
Geez.
I know.
You know what? He does little pop-ups here and there, but yeah, it's no more, unfortunately.
You have waited too long.
We did.
Hot Dogs.
Even on the Uber. On the Uber over here, we drove by like the Bean,
yeah,
and we were like, "Oh, there's the Bean!" And we've been here dozens of times. And Morgan's like, "You know, that's the first time I've ever seen that." I was like, "Yeah, me too. We've actually never." So there's so many. I mean, the city is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
It is so great. Anyone that has ever come here or lived here has nothing but praises to sing about it. But I feel like we've done nothing.
It's all business when you're here.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It, you know, every time we're here, from when we wake up to when we go to sleep, we're doing something
sure.
mm-hmm. that isn't, you know, necessarily leisure for outside of the band.
Right.
You know, so it would be nice. It would be nice to do something, you know, maybe even something a little touristy. But yeah, we have. You guys have any suggestions? What do we need to do?
Oh man, there's a ton of things.
I mean, besides the food, of course.
Well, yeah, so I can list that. I mean, there's a great music shop, Chicago Music Exchange. You can go there and just spend an obscene amount of money.
Yeah.
That's
kind of a mecca for a lot of musicians that come through here in Chicago. The Chicago Music Exchange, shout out to them. But you guys are doing another cool thing that's pretty much based here in Chicago. You're going to be on JBTV, and you guys are going to be playing there. So if everyone wants to get tickets, I know that there might be a few available, and you can go to JBTV online to check that out. Be sure to check them out on Victory Records. And I don't know, man. Chicago. Well, why can't I think of anything that they could go to?
Hot dogs are nothing.
See, I know, because so you dropped that bomb, and I was like, oh, man. Well, if you guys like hot dogs, then?
Yes, we do.
Are the Cubs playing yet?
Oh, we got a while on that still. Catch a Hawks game, maybe.
Well, guys, I can't thank you enough for joining us here on Sound Sessions today. This is Kyle Tamo and Morgan Alley from the band Colors. You can check them out on JBTV this Thursday. They're playing House of Blues tomorrow night on January 27th. Their new album, Ivory, is going to be out on February 26th. And be sure to check them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
we really appreciate
having
it.
Us. Thanks so
thank
much
you.
For having us.
This is Sound Sessions, your voice for Chicago music.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.